iOwn Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio. The voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical. Let me hear your body, mind, and soul talk. That's right. My name is Mary O'Malley, and I am your host tonight on Shea Parker's Best of the Best and Own Times Radio. I'm a psychic, a medium, a hypnotherapist, an energy healer, an author, and a teacher of most of those. And you can find me at www.MaryOMaley.com. That's MaryOMaley.com. And on Facebook at Mary O'Malley Psychic Medium. And of course, you can find me on Best American Psychic and Best American Healer. So if your computer is handy, I invite you now to join me on the Facebook page, Mary O'Malley Psychic Medium. And always love your comments and questions about the show. So, are you psychic? Do you know things you shouldn't? Do you feel spirits around you? Have you had those eerie moments? Are they a product of your imagination? I don't think so. I believe we are all born with amazing intuition and psychic ability, and that it is our right to claim and use them as we use all of our other five senses. Psychic abilities are a lot like fingerprints. Everyone and their abilities are different. The only way to learn what works for you is to jump right in and give it a try. And so I'm teaching some classes that are very experiential. So you get to really give it a try. I have a new psychic discovery class. It's a two-hour online class, and I'm teaching it every second Thursday and second Saturday of the month. So that's coming up this week. This online class is a great way to discover your unique psychic talent. We'll take some time to share your psychic moments, those moments you need to ask somebody about, and then we'll get right down to business. I'll lead you through a very easy exercise to determine your strongest psychic senses while you actually do a reading for someone else in the class and they do one for you. So it's a lot of fun in a safe, very relaxed environment. Class size is small, it's limited to 8 people, and it's only $25. So you can go online, check out my website, MaryOMaley.com. It'll be under the tab called Are You Psychic? And if you're already pretty sure that you are psychic or extremely intuitive, however you want to call that, but you're not confident using it in your daily life, that happens to a lot of people, then check out the Psychic Confidence Program. On the same page. It's a 4-week program where you bring your real life issues to the table and I help and teach you to use your own psychic talents to help you navigate the issues. It's all done online. Those sessions, one per week, are recorded for you to go back and use anytime. So that's pretty cool. And it's like only $195, very good price. And if you're ready to launch yourself as a psychic or a medium, I have a program for that too. So you can check that out on the same page, Are You Psychic, at www.MaryOMaley.com. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Hopefully you've got someone to snuggle up to. And if you don't, give yourself a big hug from me and some chocolate and a glass of wine, you know, whatever. Just enjoy it. If you're lacking a Valentine, then this is the perfect show for you to be listening to. Tonight, my guest is Meg Hill. Meg is a third-generation healer. Goes on and on. She's a credentialed designer, a natural clairvoyant and clairaudient, a self-taught psychic intuitive reader, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen. She's really good. Ms. Hill was born with the gift of reading color vibration and has had a close relationship with color and the spirit realm all of her life. Her passion for creativity, fused with natural psychic gifts, produced her deck of color oracle cards, which are just gorgeous. And she uses them as her preferred method of divination. So she believes the world around us is infused with spiritual energy, which speaks to us constantly. And, of course, if you're listening, you can hear it. And with the help of the color spectrum, we can be more aware of the spirit messages, what they mean, and how we can apply spiritual guidance to our lives to maximize our individual and collective prosperity potential. That's a lot, Meg. That's awesome. Hello.
Mary, I am blushing. Thank you. Thank you so much for that amazingly colorful opening. It's really an honor to be a guest on your show today. And I have to return the compliment. I think so highly of you and your gifts as well. And I think one of the most exciting things about talking to you right now is that you and I have different gifts, but they complement each other. So I'm excited to talk to you today and hopefully get lots of good information out there for people who are already practicing psychic readers, but also people who are new to the practice of psychic readings and also of color readings. So there we go. Thank you. It's really exciting to be here today.
Oh, thank you. I'm just so excited about this. I actually have one of my students who is learning about her psychic abilities, and she tends to see colors. So I'm going to hook her up
Perfect.
With you because hey, this seems like the right thing to do. So you told me color can be used to manifest anything. And the fun thing about color is that it's different for everyone, depending on what type of relationship they're hoping to attract. So this is why customized color readings are the best. Each person has a different vibration. And so different colors work for different people. Can you talk about that a little more? Say, like, it's not just red for everybody, right?
That is absolutely correct, and I think it's so much fun that we're talking about this on Valentine's Day because we have a lot going on, you know, sort of among the human collective when it comes to relationships. You know, when we talk about love, everybody defines love differently. So everybody kind of wants a different experience of love. You know, for example, the concept of open relationships is sort of on deck and becoming a little bit more tolerated now. And then we have people who, you know, maybe are a little bit older. They might have been divorced from a long-term relationship and maybe they're looking to date, you know, that type of thing. So what we're looking at in the human collective is really everybody wants something slightly different. And so we have to pay attention to individual differences, not in just what we want, but in who we are as people. So I think we all kind of agree that, you know, everybody vibrates at a different rate energetically. You know, we all have different values. We all move at different speeds. You know, we thrive in different types of relationships. And so that's where different color vibrations are going to come in. And you said it exactly right. You know, red traditionally might mean sort of a passionate connection. You know, it is the color of Valentine's Day. And I'm sure, I think that goes back a couple of hundred years that red has been used for Valentine's Day. But, you know, there's kind of an old program of what used to be called color therapy. And I think that was popular back in the 80s. Where it really was a one-size-fits-all color program where, you know, if you wanted love or romance or passion in your life, oh, well, then you're supposed to put, you know, touches of red around your house or wear red or that type of thing. Color therapy is no longer one-size-fits-all. And this is what I discovered As I was developing my own technique of reading color vibrations, what I discovered was everybody needs something different. Different colors mean different things to different people. And I'll give you a good example. You know, if somebody is working on heart chakra issues, let's say if somebody has been through some difficult relationship experiences, maybe they were betrayed, maybe they were disappointed, their heart chakra closed down, but, you know, they put an old relationship behind them and they're wanting to move forward. According to my system of color reading, I would encourage them to use green instead of red. That's a perfect example.
Wow. Well, hold that thought because we're going to go to commercial break and we'll get right back to it because this is really cool.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of bestamericanpsychics.com. If you are a professional psychic or medium and are looking for a group of like-minded individuals that are truly supportive of one another, Best American Psychics is the place for you. Or if you're not a psychic but you're in need of guidance regarding love, money, career, and more, please visit our directory. Each psychic is double tested and approved for accuracy, professionalism, ethics, and more. BestAmericanPsychics.com, a new league of professional psychics.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Okay, we're back with Meg Hill, color therapy. So, Meg, you were talking about a person who had some past broken heart issues. Instead of giving them the color red to heal that, you would give them maybe the color green. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And what I'm doing is I'm working with my own color card deck kind of as we're working our way through this show. And so any references that I make are going to be coming straight from my color card deck, and I'll explain my deck a little bit just so everyone can understand how simple it is to use really for this type of work or for psychic readings. My color cards, it's a 53-card deck, and each card has a color swatch on it of a different color. And along with the color swatch are five different keywords or key meanings that I channel to go with each color. Now, some of them kind of have traditional meanings. One of my favorites lately is blue. Blue is typically sort of tied in with justice and truth and protection and that type of thing. Red, of course, sure, it's passion. It's been associated with passion, I think, since the dawn of time. Yellow is with courage and self-worth. So, you know, the 53 colors is a lot to learn. But once somebody learns the vocabulary of the deck, of course, I work with mine every single day. Once somebody learns the vocabulary of it, they can start to use colors as a tool for themselves, but then they can also use it for readings for others. Okay, so, you know, a little bit of training in psychology, I think, helps a little bit too. So if somebody comes in and says, you know, I would like to manifest love in my life. You know, I'm going to talk to them a little bit, and of course I'll do a straight psychic reading and just see what the cards have to say. But here's a really good example. If someone comes to me and says, I really want to manifest love in my life. Okay, so I'll lay out a spread of cards. And let's say, for example, the blue card comes up. What that means is they want truth, and they probably want true love. You know, they're not looking for games. They're kind of, you know, done with the lies and the players and that type of thing. They're just looking for truth. That has been a huge theme so far in 2017. Numerologically speaking, this is a 1 year, so we're up for some new beginnings here in 2017. And I've noticed another huge trend. That is, a lot of people have really decided what they don't want to experience in a relationship ever again, whether they're already in partnership or if they're single and looking. You know, people are smart. They're smart and they learn fast, and we all have access to a lot of self-development tools now. So, you know, we can put words on things, you know, saying like, okay, I value truth, or, you know, I'm looking for somebody who's, you know, already kind of done their exploring and they want to settle down. So a lot of people are getting a lot more exact about what they want to manifest. So with the color readings, it's so flexible, because if somebody says, I want to manifest, you know, a passionate love relationship, that would be, you know, with a lot of physicality and a lot of physical connection. Yeah, right away I would say spend some time with red. And this is what I tell my clients, you know, work with a certain color or spend time with a certain color. So I think since it's Valentine's Day, we'll go ahead and focus for a second on that traditional red color. So let's say somebody does want, you know, let's say if somebody does want to amp up, you know, the passionate side of their love life, or they're looking for a passionate partner. First of all, I would tell them to probably keep an eye out for one of the fire signs, you know, Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. Those are the most passionate of all, for sure. Although everybody expresses passion in a different way. But if somebody as an individual wants to amp up their own passionate nature, let's say, I would tell them, spend more time with red. Add more red to your wardrobe. Try wearing something red and see what happens. You know, place touches of red around the home. Now, that's what old school color therapy is, to change up your wardrobe, or, you know, throw a few pillows on your couch, you know, a little toss, decorative pillows in red. You would be surprised how small changes like that really do manifest as shifts in a person's life. It is incredible how that actually does work. And, you know, color, it's not so much about the object as it is about the energy, because color, all colors are imbued with light and life and energy. You know, they give off heat, or they give off sort of a cool feeling. That's a pretty traditional sense of color therapy as well. But we're going one step further now in the Aquarian age, where, again, kind of going back to what we opened with, we're talking about personalizing colors. You know, another reason why everybody needs a personalized color plan is because everybody is in a state of changing. This is what's so exciting, and I think probably one of the most exciting things about, you know, being alive at this time in human history is we are all evolving as a collective, but also as individuals. So let's say, for example, you know, somebody's favorite color, you know, 10 years ago might have been rose pink. And at this point in time, they no longer need that color vibration, and they're starting to explore maybe more purples, you know, or more pastel colors. So again, it's something that I, rather than giving everybody sort of a color program to follow, I also encourage people, you know, pay attention to colors. Be aware of colors, you know, for yourself. Don't just take a color program that somebody hands to you. you know, or spoon feeds you. You know, pay attention for yourself. You know, one really easy exercise that I teach people to do, and this could be during the day, like when you're at home or if you're at work, the exercise is to stop what you're doing for a few seconds and just notice the first three or four colors that jump out at you in your environment. Just notice them and jot them down. And if you can't figure out what they mean, you could contact me and ask me what they mean. You know, I'll help people decipher. Okay, well, what does this mean? So that's how color speaks to us, you know, in our environment. I think this is a good segue for me to say that color is both incoming and outgoing energy. So color is an avenue for spirit to speak to us. I think that's really relevant for your work as a psychic medium. But then color as an outgoing energy is a manifestation tool. And that's where we're like, okay, I really need to draw, you know, a romantic relationship in my life, or I really need to manifest more passion. That's where we would take control and say, okay, I need to put more of this color in my life, or I need to put more of that color in my life. One of my favorite colors to work with lately, especially this year, with all the changes going on in the world, is brown. Brown has an incredibly grounding effect on the energy field. Just stay grounded. You know, work with brown. Hang out with brown. Notice brown. Go out and put your feet in the soil or in the dirt outside. You know, so that's a good example of, you know, if somebody feels they need to be more emotionally grounded, if they feel they want a stable relationship, if they want more of a home life, if they want, you know, kind of that traditional married home life, you know, work with brown. It'll get you grounded in your home environment. Brown also adds a vibration of fertility. And that can be, that can really represent, that can represent fertile soil for anything. Okay, that anything goes. Okay, when you talk about brown and increasing fertility, that is for real. So, again, it's an individualized program. It depends on what people want. Here's a fun one. If somebody wants a more spiritually based love, that's what a lot of light workers are looking for these days. Real high vibration people are looking for higher vibration relationships with a spiritual purpose, go with violet. Go with violet. Mm. You know, purples, violets, those are the even blue violet, those are the colors that are at the high end of the spectrum. They're up towards the crown chakra. They really activate the intellect. A lot of people these days are prioritizing an intellectual connection over a physical connection. You know, again, it's kind of like anything goes. Everybody wants something different. The old, you know, kind of traditional concept of lovey-dovey, kind of cuddly romance, you know, that's there too. And some people do want that, but not everybody wants that. Some people really value an intellectual connection these days, and that's where I would steer them into the higher end of the color spectrum, which is up in the blues and the violets.
Wow.
Good stuff. Yep, good stuff. Lots to talk about.
Yeah, because we're all so different. I know when I first started doing energy healing and learning more about it, I learned that I could help a person identify an energy block in their body. I would ask them, what color is it? And then I would say, what color does it need to be healed? And
perfect.
They would get an answer. They get an answer for that too. And so the healing session would be the transitioning of that whatever color energy to the new color energy. And it's amazing how it works.
It really does work. And I think that's another perfect example of how color programs these days really have to be individualized. I mean, every client's body and brain and intuition, you know, is going to tell you different colors. They're going to see different colors within themselves. I mean, the body is so intelligent. And, you know, the intuition is sort of decodes the language of the body. That's a really fantastic method. And if somebody wants to expand their vocabulary of colors for that type of work, go ahead and grab a color card deck. You know, it takes the stress out of it. It takes the stress out of thinking, oh, did I miss a color, or I don't have a word for that color, or, you know, or something like that. So referring to a color card, referring to a color card deck, it just kind of, it kind of makes it easy. I am clairvoyant, and I've been able to see colors, you know, all of my life, color energy and auras and, you know, just color to me is everywhere. This world is just saturated with colors. But we, you know, as human beings, we're kind of, we lose our sense of perception sometimes, I think, because we're so inundated with so much information now on, you know, on any given day. And actually, this is what I encourage psychic readers to do, is start paying attention to colors in their readings, because it gives the readings more depth.
Ah, well, hold on to that thought.
I will
be back in just a moment. That's awesome.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So welcome back, Meg. I want to have you take a moment and let everybody know where to find you. Where can we find you?
Oh, thank you. You can find me at the end of the rainbow. No, I'm just kidding. I like to use a sense of humor in my work. Believe me, I don't get too serious about it. Color is so uplifting and enlightening. You can find me on the internet at www.colorreadings.com. Now, that is the American spelling of color. I don't throw that extra U in there. So it's colorreadings. That's colorreadings.com. You can also find me on Facebook if you just run a search on Meg Hill Color Intuitive. I'm also under the Color Oracle. That's sort of my secret code name. but that's me.
Oracle.
I am the color oracle as well. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so where were we?
You know, I love the flow of this radio show. It's so much fun. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to shift over for a second and talk about incoming spirit messages, because we already talked about, you know, how to use color vibrations in a tangible way to manifest certain energies in your life. I think we covered that pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just take control of the colors in your environment, and understand that, you know, one small change in the colors in your environment can add up to a very, very big difference in a person's, you know, success levels, really, and happiness levels. So I'm going to shift over for a second and talk about incoming spirit messages. And I think this is probably more relevant to your work, Mary, and anybody's work, really, as a spirit medium. I do some mediumship work. And as you might imagine, a lot of the medium work I do is in color. You know, when we're talking about connecting to the spirit realm, just imagine this. You know, the spirit realm, which I call the world next door, is even more imbued with color than our world, because the spirit world is a world of light. So the spirit world is like our world, but it completely lit up, you know, from within. I mean, everything glows in the spirit world. You know, a lot of people who've had, let's say, near-death experiences talk about having crossed over to the other side, then they came back. One thing they will all say is that they remember the spirit world as being very colorful, like super, you know, bright and glowing, not necessarily like fluorescent colors, but just alive right. with color, and that's how they describe it. So when a reader or a medium, you know, is establishing that connection to the spirit realm, it all depends on what their specific gifts are, but I've noticed that people who are clairvoyant will tend to see colors a little bit better. And when they receive messages from the spirit realm, they will have very specific colors in them. Okay. And actually a really great way to help anybody connect with a loved one in spirit, you can do a couple of things. Let's say, for example, if you have a loved one who crossed over, whether it's your grandmother or whether it's a, you know, younger family member, always try to get their favorite color, you know, before they pass away. It's very important to know somebody's favorite color, okay? Because that's the easiest way for them to communicate with us. Let's say, for example, if it was, oh, I don't know, your great uncle, and his favorite color was sky blue, okay? He will use that color to communicate with people back here on the earth plane. Very simple. It's like, I call it their signature color. Okay, so that's very, very important. Yep, very, very important. While our loved ones are still alive, ask them what their favorite color is. Make a note, you know, jot it down, and then tell people what your favorite color is too, because that's going to be your communication channel when it's time for you to cross over to the spirit realm and send messages back here to planet Earth. So always pay attention to somebody's favorite color, because that's what they're going to use. Now, if somebody doesn't know that favorite color, we will get messages from the spirit realm, you know, sort of in symbols, and also in image form. But, you know, take your readings one level deeper and notice the colors. Okay, so let's say I remember I was conducting a session once with a gal who had crossed over into the spirit realm, and she was trying to, you know, contact a family member back here on Earth. And she was showing me a kitchen window that had some gingham curtains on it. And the gingham curtains were very specifically yellow and white. That's very unusual. You know, usually gingham is red and white. Yeah, she was showing me very specifically those pretty little, you know, almost country style yellow and white gingham curtains. And so I relayed back to the family member that I was talking to, and she said, yes, that's exactly what it was. Those were the curtains that were on her kitchen window. So color can be used, you know, to validate. So, for example, you know, there are certain clients. Everybody, clients are all a little bit different. And, of course, you know, every reading is different, as you very well know. Every reading session is different. You know, certain channels are clearer than others. Sometimes it's very difficult to communicate with somebody over in the spirit realm. Color is your validation tool. So, you know, if you have a client who needs a lot of validation, maybe they're skeptical, maybe it's their first time talking to a reader or to a medium, throw some color in there. You know, really focus on, okay, well, I see a symbol here. Let's say, for example, if they show you a key, you know, pay attention, what color is it? Okay, and then turn around and tell your client, okay, they're showing me, you know, bronze key or an antique gold key or whatever. So paying attention to color is really one way to amp up psychic skills, but also, you know, professionalism. You know, if you can get the colors and if you can validate the colors, that's one more service that you're providing for your client, you know, that they know that you truly have those gifts. So that's a little word of advice, you know, for those of us who read incoming spirit messages as well. Now, when I talk about incoming spirit messages, they can also be, you know, general. We're talking about messages from spirit in general. You know, the world speaks to us. Divine helpers speak to us. You know, little random synchronicities are happening around us every single day. And, you know, I have a very personal relationship with spirit, I think, as you already know, and I think you do too, okay? So, you know, I could have, let's say I have a day off from work and I'm just kind of walking around cleaning up the house or doing chores and stuff like that. You know what? I get spirit messages all the time, and they're in the form of color. They're in the form of color. You know, what do I need to know? What do I need to pay attention to? Last year, I think you'll like this one. Last year, one of the most prevalent colors of all color readings, both for myself and clients, was sage green. That was a message.
Really?
To master the art of detachment. You remember all that icky energy that was flying around last year because of the election,
right? Oh, my
right?
gosh.
Okay, well, yep. Sage green kept
okay.
coming up. Okay, yep, sage green kept coming up. And of course, I actually have a lot of sage green around my house, both outside and inside. This helps me as a healer keep my energy field clear, okay, keep my health clear, keep my healing space clear. Anybody who does professional healings or readings knows how important it is. You know, you got to keep your space clear. So sage green, that was huge for about the last 6 months of 2016. You know, master the art of detachment. It was funny because I was posting a lot about it on my Facebook page, and it felt so repetitive. You know, I thought,
wow.
Oh boy, it's here, yep. And I thought, oh boy, sage green is coming up again. You know, detachment, detachment, detachment. The idea of detachment, you know, especially on Valentine's Day, we don't want to talk about detachment on Valentine's Day. We want to talk about attachment on Valentine's Day. But, right, right. Now, you know, mastering the art of detachment allows us to bump up to a higher level. That's it. You know, for example, detaching from all of that craziness that was around the election, you know, if somebody was able to master detachment from that type of energy, they actually should be in a really good place right now, today, Valentine's Day, to have some good stuff going on in their love life. You know, and I've noticed it's kind of an either or among the people I work with. The ones who really did master the art of detachment are doing just fine right now. They're doing good. They're grounded. You know, they have good stuff going on. They're working on their manifestations. They know what they should be focused on. Very, very important. So I thought it was really interesting, too, because at the beginning of this year, I draw a color card for each day, and I post it on my Facebook page. So it's called a color of the day. Okay, it's a teaching tool. It's really just for people to learn and learn the cards and just really enjoy what it is. But the first color of this year, of 2017, was yellow. And right away, what does that talk about? Solar plexus. You know, it talks about how there's a lot of ego-based stuff flying around in the world right now. You know, there's concern about, you know, we talk a lot about the collective, but it's still very important to retain an identity within the collective, okay? So we all have to have a good sense of self because we're sort of being challenged to stand up for our views and stand up for our values. And so yellow, I thought, was an incredible opening color for the start of this year. Now, some people don't like it because, it, you know, they think it represents ego and they think it represents, you know, solar plexus and all that stuff. But it is so important to have a strong sense of self, to know where we stand. And going back again to the topic of love and romance, we all have to know what's right for us as individuals. You know, now that we are in the Aquarian age, anything goes. I mean, we are living in an age of diversity. Okay, we're seeing a lot of rainbow families out there. You know, we're seeing people who are very happy being single. That's out there too. And really, anything goes. And so, again, we're going back to the topic of the conversation. You know, if you want to manifest love in your life, know yourself. Know what you want. Know what you want, and you'll get it. You know, another color card in my deck, which is important, especially for light workers, is ruby red, because it's the color of staying focused. You know, if you think of a ruby laser, okay, so when ruby red shows up, for example, in a reading or a meditation, yeah, literally, it means stay focused. Like, don't just stay focused, have a narrow focus, you know. And usually when Ruby Red shows up, it means somebody is close to a goal. Stay focused on it, you know, whether it's money or whether it's love or whether it's getting a new job. You know, I know a lot of people sort of experienced a turnover in their career at the end of the last year, too. That seemed to be a big theme. But it was quick. It was like I noticed a lot of people were going from one job, you know, and they would manifest a new job very, very quickly afterwards. So that's a testament to good focus, whether it's love or money or a job or a move or anything, you know, stay focused. And that gets into the principles of quantum physics, okay, where, you know, you focus your intent on what you want to happen, and your strong, focused intention is what's going to make it happen. So there's a little bit on Ruby Red.
Yeah, if you're looking for Ruby Red, but you could also put it in front of you to help you stay focused. Would that work?
Yes, exactly. It's okay. Called training your brain and using color to train your brain.
Good. All right. So we'll be back in a moment, folks.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
So we're back once again, and as we finished up, you were talking about, well, if Ruby Red is showing up, you're getting close to the end of the goal, but yet we can also use, say, Ruby Red to stay focused on a goal. During the break, I was seeing Ruby Red slippers, you know, Dorothy slippers.
Perfect. Yes.
And I thought, perfect. I need a pair of those to hang over my computer, you know, to keep me focused. So,
well, you know, and I love that example too, Mary, because that's an example of both a symbol and a color. Okay, so the symbol is the shoes. Okay, but that particular symbol, you know, happens to be Ruby Red. And, of course, the designer for Wizard of Oz chose that color, you know, for that particular shoe, and that became an icon in American history, okay? So what we're doing is we're looking at two levels of meaning. You know, we're looking at the meaning of the shoes themselves, and then we're also looking at the color. And what did she use those ruby slippers for? She would click her heels, right, and she would make a wish to go home, and then she would go home. I think that's what it was, right?
Exactly.
They were wish granted. Okay, so that's a perfect analogy for using Ruby Red, okay? So you focus on your wish, click your heels a couple times, it's going to come true. Ruby Red is an awesome, it's another awesome example. It's another important colors for light workers. again, you know, we have so much coming at us these days. You know, if you're somebody who works online or if you're somebody who enjoys social media, you know, you've got information coming at you from all directions. And then we talk about the word distraction. Here's the question, you know, are you distracted from manifesting your goals? You know, are you watching somebody else get married when you really want to get married? Are you watching somebody else start a family when you really want to start a family? That's when I would counsel somebody to start working with Ruby Red and practice the concept of focusing on yourself. What do you want? Don't be content with just sitting back and watching what other people are achieving or watching what other people are doing. Otherwise, you know, you could lose 10 years of your life watching what other people are doing on social media. Danger, danger. You know, stay focused. Yeah. I encourage all of my, it's so true. I encourage all of my clients, decide what you want. You know, if you're using somebody else's lifestyle as an example, that's fine. You know, human beings are, you know, we're visual creatures. It's almost like we have to have examples of what other people are doing in order to set our own goals. That's fine. You know, if you see somebody else get married and you want that, okay, write that down on your list of what you want, but don't stay focused on them. You know, turn the focus back to yourself. Cut the distraction. Turn the focus back to yourself. Use some Ruby Red, you know, put it as a screensaver on your phone, put it as, you know, wallpaper on your desktop background, focus on it. You know, you look at my color card deck and there are five different keywords. With Ruby Red, you can use all of them as a manifestation tool. And, you know, how long should you focus on that color? Until you really get it. Until, you know, until you're like, okay, I'm done with this color. You know, again, it's an intuitive process. And in fact, let's say, for example, for you, if Ruby Red isn't kind of a new color for you, it may become your new favorite color because you'll see how well it works. You know, I used to not be that much of a purple person. It just was not my favorite color. But in working with color readings and in designing my deck of color cards and really embracing the concept of purple, which is putting ideas into action, I've come to absolutely fall in love with that color. It's great. You know, get out of the idea phase and put it into motion. That's purple. Sometimes that comes up in, you know, relationship readings for certain people. If purple shows up, it means put your ideas into action. Don't just sit there and think about love. Don't just sit there and, you know, read love stories or, you know, look at whatever images, you know, on social media. Yeah. Don't, you know, take your idea and put it into motion. Go out there, you know, if you're single, you know, try dating or ask somebody out or just go, you know, put yourself out there. If you're in a relationship, if purple shows up, let's say, you know, you're a long-term married couple, and if they're looking to improve their relationship, if purple comes up, do something together. You know, have a date night out together. Find a new activity. Put something into motion. That's purple. So when we're talking again about love and relationships, it can go either way. It doesn't have to be just for single people. It can be for married people who want to rejuvenate their relationship as well. So it can be used for anybody, and that's how awesome it is, you know, for individuals. That's why I recommend, you know, for anybody, get an individual reading. You know, see what you need because you might need more black. You know, that might help you manifest a better relationship is to be still and be silent. Let love come to you. That's what black means. You know, if white shows up for an example. Yep. If white shows up for an example, that means you're up for a new beginning, clean slate, put the past behind you. So, yeah, every color has a different meaning. It's so exciting. And, you know, I think we already kind of understand the concept that love is an energy that can manifest in any form. You know, as we know, like domesticated pets like dogs and cats, they channel a tremendous amount of love. You know, that is a type of love energy. And that might be the type of love energy that somebody needs this Valentine's Day, you know, rather than a romantic relationship, because romantic relationships are a lot of work. So those are just a few things to consider, I think, with deciding what is right, you know, for everybody. But again, truth is huge. Truth is a big theme. A lot of people want truth in their relationships right now, truth and transparency. They don't want stuff going on behind the scenes. You know, they want something that's right for them, right for their soul, and aligned with their personal values. So exciting
yes.
stuff. Mm-hmm.
Well, before we get to the end, surprisingly, because it always sneaks up on me, one more time, can you give us the information on how to find you?
Yes, absolutely. I am on Facebook at Meg Hill Color Intuitive, and I am online. My website is www.colorreadings.com, and that's the American spelling of color, C-O-L-O-R, so that's colorreadings.com. That's where you'll find me. And then real quick, I did a color card reading. Hopefully we have time to get this in. I did a color card reading for our audience, so it's just a general reading, and I asked about what is our love sort of forecast, you know, for today and beyond. And we had an amazing run of colors show up. Rainbow was the first one that showed up. Gold was the second one that showed up. And silver was the third one that showed up. Okay, those are three of the highest vibration color cards in the deck. What it means is follow your rainbow to your pot of gold. Your miracle will be waiting for you. So I hope that gives some people some encouragement out there. You know, if you're looking to improve your love life, whatever that means, improving an existing relationship or finding a new one, follow your rainbow. You know, follow your heart. Design your own relationship. You know, I at my core, I'm a designer. You know, and this is why I tell people, design your own life. And that was the premise behind my first book, Color Me Healed. Design yourself from the inside out. Use your colors. Don't do what everybody else is doing. You know, you pick your colors for you. So that's our relationship message for this Valentine's Day is rainbow gold and silver. Follow your rainbow to your pot of gold. The miracle will be waiting for you. So if things are kind of dismal now, if you didn't have a great Valentine's Day, don't worry. Miracles can happen anytime, and you can have a Valentine's Day anytime you want. Good stuff.
So the thing is, though, if they need some help, like a lot of times we're not manifesting relationships because there's something we need to heal, they could get a hold of you, and the color cards would help you tune in on maybe something that needs to be healed, and the color cards can be used for how to heal that, correct?
Exactly. Yes. You mentioned earlier you can diagnose where somebody actually has a block and what that block is and how it needs to be removed. I've got a couple of different types of reading that I offer. I've got a 5-step to success reading that actually shows how it actually gives somebody a game plan that they can follow to manifest a successful relationship in their lives. I also have a comprehensive color card reading, which shows what is blocking them from manifesting their success or, you know, what is holding them back. And then I've got some free-for-all readings where, you know, a person can come to me and just ask me any question they want. So, for example, what is holding me back or what mistakes is I making or, you know, have I met my, you know, true love yet? Or, you know, so it can either be, you know, ask me for a color card reading and I will give you the color program you need as a tool or the kind of typical general open-ended questions that, you know, somebody might ask any reader, you know, what's holding me back or what can I improve upon? The only difference with my readings is that I use straight color in my readings. I use only my color card decks. Occasionally I do, you know, break out the tarot deck because I started reading using a tarot deck. I think most of us do, but I have since switched to using 100% color cards. So when somebody gets a reading from me, it's going to be spoken in the language of color, which makes it enjoyable. It makes it fun. I actually send my clients, you know, their colors, the color cards, which are purely, they understand it, they enjoy it, and then they have that reading to last a lifetime. So as far as frequency, some people ask, you know, how often should they get a color card reading? My advice is every time something major shifts in their lives, just get a reading. It helps. It helps tremendously and is so empowering. I've watched some of my clients grow in incredible ways by simply using, you know, the colors as a tool. It's awesome. It's a real gift from spirit.
Thank you so much, Meg. This has been
Thank you, Mary. Such
an awesome interview, and I'm so glad you were available for it. I think your work is fascinating.
Thank you.
I know your readings are incredible, and so everybody out there, give it a try. You can use color energy for all kinds of stuff. So
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com in case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.